Yeah, probably. All right.
Okay.
So, welcome to the Configuration Presidency Service for September 25th. We were just on the eve of the POC ORAN PlugFest, which we're going to be talking about today. There's a number of things that we had on our agenda from last time, so we have a pretty full agenda today to talk about as well. I did also add a passcode to our meeting, which is now 231017. Boy, I better write that down. And also I'll update the invite, which everybody here should be on in my personal Outlook thing, but in Groups.io you should be able to find this also. And this is the link to our meeting. Maybe I should just put this somewhere in our pages so people can get to it as well in case they don't have the thing. So, but that'll be our updated, I guess that's a hash code or something to our this password that you can log into our meeting from. Okay, so well, clearly we should be talking a little bit about this the PlugFest slides. Just yesterday, Tracy's pretty last minute. So just yesterday I got the registration link. I registered. I sent it out as soon as I got it to everybody.
Thank you.
So hopefully you guys have it. I also, after I sent out that email, I got a let me see. I got a let me see, what is it? Here. Got a presentation template. Talk about really last minute, right? Let's see. Okay. All right. So I'm just looking at this for the first time myself. Let's take a look at this template. All right. So somewhere in here is the PlugFest. Whoops. Okay. So that's the template. Okay. I guess that's the title. Wait, no. I don't know what. ORAN Test Integration Focus Group. I'm not gonna. So this is obviously a general thing. I don't know what, I'm not sure what the introduction, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but anyway, clearly, like I think the main point is that there's this strip here and the logo there, and I would have put a, at least a date and a page probably at the bottom, but we can roughly use something like this. So let me see here. All right, let me close this up. Yeah, I put an ampersand in the thing right out. All right. Oh, also yesterday I got the latest schedule, which you also should have. I sent it to you as well. So you
We're
should
hoping
have.
to get that changed again. Apparently,
Oh.
John is still looking to get us swapped
Oh, okay.
back because Tracy or someone had
Oh.
put us back to the later slot.
We're at 11:20 EDT, which should be 3:20. PM UTC, is that
I think that sounds about right.
right?
It's all a bit confusing.
So John wanted us to swap back to where?
Earlier in the morning, I think he
Oh,
was.
earlier, okay.
Yeah.
10:20, I think.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
John Keeney, okay, yeah.
So we had previously said okay to this, and then it got swapped back for this latest revision. So I'm not
Oh,
sure what
okay.
happened.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm okay with either time myself. So, Maybe we should use this as the title here.
Yeah, we were discussing it internally, and I just added a slide in my context as to that relationship, but I'm leaving it very loose at the moment. But I did put in a slide to show that relationship.
I don't know what the... Is there a formal title, Second ORAN Plugfest North America?
And again, I used the title that was in... Oh, actually, I didn't. Because
it's... Session. I don't know what... and we're actually on September 28th.
It's the Monday, yeah.
Divert a little bit from the thing. Okay, so our title is this.
Presenters. This looks
really, let me see.
Minimalistic.
Yeah, let me see what's going on there. I've got a second. That's really minimalistic. Let me see where, okay. This is somebody like just obviously threw this together in 2 seconds.
As long as it's consistent, I really don't mind. It's more about what's underneath the title that counts.
Sure. It's consistent enough. Let me see. Okay, let's see. Second ORAN. Wait, they just repeated this. I just delete this.
Do you prefer to be called Benjamin or Ben?
Ben, but just informal, whatever. So, you know, I always put my full name.
I'm just curious because some people I hear calling you Benjamin, and I've been calling you Ben. And
oh yeah, no.
After that fiasco with Seshu Sai.
Yeah, I don't know why he writes.
And thanks for rescuing me there. My face strange, burned afterwards.
Yeah. No, I usually go by Ben. All right, let's see. This is the title. Oh, probably don't need anything on the title. Feels like this should be capitalized. Okay. And what was in the original thing?
We had context and then then the overview with you and then the proof of concept with Tuan.
Hold on, wait.
Original. Okay.
Oh, they have the who you are. I guess it doesn't matter that much.
Nokia Ericsson, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Let me close this. All right. So I think we said we can put our little... agenda here.
Yep.
And actually, I think I like our previous presentations. Agenda looks a little better than this.
In terms of formatting.
Haberdash thing here. That's an interesting word. I just pulled that on my mind. All right.
Clothing store.
Here we go.
More of a fabric store rather than a clothing store. Haberdashery, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. This, I think, looks better. There's a thing here. Just close this off. Boonk. Right. And we probably do want to mention, you know, if we run out of time, you can always just join our meetings. I think that's a good thing to mention. Okay, this agenda thing looks a little bit more usable. All right, let's see. So we just like a 1 minute of agenda. actually, wait. So I think we have 5 minutes of Q&A. Let me.
Yeah, five, four fives we had.
Yes, right. Okay.
The overview, I think, is one of the big ones, all right?
Yeah.
So just the agenda for the first one. Or actually agenda and context.
Yeah.
If you want me to do that. It's fairly short, so too many handovers wouldn't be great.
Yeah. Okay, so this actually goes to the next thing here. Oop, I'll put it here. An overview.
And this is the overview. So this is both the now and the, and you know, this is where you get into the project plans and.
Right. All right, let's see. Guilin release. All right. Okay, how's that look?
Good.
And let's see.
Well, I like that redirection to the Friday meetings. That's very, very nice.
Yeah, I think we had on all of our presentations, we always point people to here if, you know,
it's very good. Yeah.
Anybody else has questions.
And we can tell people they can find them in the calendar and the ONAP calendar.
Right.
calendar not yet.
Okay, so we can drop this.
Did you send your presentation, Tony, to Ben?
No, not yet.
I think we should make maybe a title-ish slide. I'm going to do that here. So let me see.
Because then Ben can just copy and paste from your pack, I suppose, into this new template.
Yeah, I'd like to get a copy of it as well, the fully complete one. I don't mind who finishes it.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Well, we'll send it to the whole team to look at before we present as well. Let me see. All right, let me see what is going on here. Huh. Well, that's weird. I don't know. All right, let's just do this. And there is a sort of,
You've added, banner. You put ONAP in there as well, did you? Sorry, I didn't.
All I was trying to do right now was to try to find this banner here. Okay, let me see. I'm gonna just get this in a different way. So at least it's sort of consistent with the rest of the universe. Let me, right.
Okay, I've just emailed you our draft material.
Okay. Let me just grab this banner here real quick. All right. This is the Linux Foundation banner. Okay. This needs a shadow.
Oh yeah, a bit text is a bit big.
Yeah. Green, red is the complementary color. Okay. All right, that looks pretty good. And then this will be each of our sections. So we have an overview, we have a context. And this looks like it's bold, actually. Is that bold? Yeah. Okay, and then we have the model-driven POC. Twain, did you want to call it model-driven POC or do you what?
I just had it as POC, status of the POC, but model-driven POC, yeah. And I think model-driven is the most important aspect of it, so leave it okay. In the title, yeah.
Okay, and I'll update the graphics there, but these are all where our sections will be.
In sections, yeah, and then a Q&A.
Yeah, and then a Q&A, yep. Okay, let me see. Okay, I think we get rid of most of this other stuff here. All right. Okay, that looks good. And okay, great. And you said you just sent me a thing. I didn't get it. That's interesting.
Twan, I also copied you. Did you get it? Have you?
I'm just checking. I did, yes.
I don't know why I didn't get it. Maybe another way is to upload it to temporarily to here, maybe. See if you can upload it to our page here, put it in the chat. And if you don't already have a link to it, download it from that. I don't know why I'm not getting your email, but it's kind of strange.
It is strange indeed.
Maybe upload it to the chat is the quickest.
Yeah. Upload the whole thing to the chat. Does that work? I need to sign it to this.
Yeah, or you can update it to the page. It's weird that email doesn't work, but.
Sorry, wrong signum. I thought I clicked on the right one. Whew, that's good. I remembered my password. It's always no fun when you don't remember your password.
Yeah.
So on this page down towards the bottom of it, where are we? We're in August, September, the end of September. And I wasn't editing the page.
That's really weird.
It is weird. It keeps jumping big top of the screen. Anyway, attach. Copy column? No. There's the link.
That's really strange. What the heck? Huh.
Oh, I have to close it. Very good.
And 7.5. Yeah, I goofed up the thing here.
Okay, my watcher's an update. So you should be able to find it now. on that page, Ben.
Okay.
I put it in today's meeting.
Gosh, what did I do? I goofed up this thing here. What the heck? 10.7.5. Huh. 4x3. There we go. Okay. I think I did a maximize, I think. There we go. Okay, perfect. Okay. So you put it in this page? Okay.
Right down at the end, yeah.
I just got your email. Yep, I just got your email.
Well,
I heard the email beep. So
very good. There it is.
That's pretty funny.
Plug fast too.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay. These are just Tony's slides or both?
Both myself and Twan's.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'll integrate these in so I can do that offline. Okay, great. So I'll send it out today, hopefully not too long after the meeting. And okay, let's move on to other topics. So, and Andy joined us as well. Oops.
Do you have the updated meeting link on the wiki somewhere?
Yeah. So I need to. Yeah.
I had a hunt. I actually found it through Zoom, but.
Yeah. So we're. I need to. So I just added a password that, before you joined the call.
That's actually, why.
Yeah. So
that teaches me to be late.
I literally just added at the beginning of the call, but you're here. I probably added it while you were trying to join, maybe. Okay. So I should send this out. What was it again?
231017.
231017, yep.
You shouldn't need that passcode if you use the link with the embedded.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, that's true,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, yes.
Well, the link has the passcode kind of encrypted within
encrypted
it.
Encrypted in yeah. it, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, okay.
If you go in through the app, click on the meeting and then it'll ask you for it. And then you need either the 6-digit number
mm-hmm. right, so
or
I'll
the long hash or whatever it is.
In case you need to use it. Okay. Let's see. So
I didn't go to any meetings to socialize this registration this week.
Uh-huh.
Did you?
Yeah. So Tracy has, she ran a sort of a private scheduling meeting she called a organizing meeting. And I don't know who was on her invite list. I can forward the invite to you. But you know, it was yesterday. Let me see. but at least you can ask to be added. Forward series. Okay, this was the meeting. All right. So let's see. I think we're good with the plug fest. Do we want to meet right before? Let's see. The plug fest is on the Monday, isn't it? That's yep. Let me see what our other things are here. We have project proposal, TSC.
Yeah, we should accelerate that if we can.
Yeah.
We need to get that in.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're ready to go now.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Okay. DDF. We have to do that too. Okay, portal page. Okay, that's not as cool. So these two, let's tackle these two items right now. okay, so the DDF. Let me see, the DDF. I did make an entry for us, and we should be there. Let's take a look at it. It's not, I think, complete, but it is there. okay. Let me just see. Modeling subcommittee, ANEI, write the docs, somewhere here. There you are, okay. okay, so we should kind of finalize this right now. Conclusion or presentation, okay. Okay, so ONAP, our title is ONAP R8 Honolulu. That sounds a little weird for maybe.
Yes, indeed. For Ed Honolulu, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to just make sure that they're aware that it's.
It's coming, not here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of the, that fits under one of the three threads. So, okay. Okay, overview of the configuration persistency service project. Let's just say for CMPS creates a data layer for microservices, store and manage network element. Maybe this should go into the detailed thing here. The session will give, maybe we can add their context slides, context for CMPS, an overview of the CMPS project.
Yeah, and if this happens before we get to the TSC, that's fine. If it happens afterwards, then we've had a dry run.
Yeah, yeah. There's all your project proposals, now in project for R8. Okay, how does this sound? Is there anything we want to add here?
No, we're covering the POC, the overview, the context, yeah.
And Bruno, did you want to talk something about the state management work in R8 at all? Do you have an idea of what's going to happen there?
for this one, I think the idea for us is really to merge and with the POC. So without POC, there is anything that's fair. Specific for this, we really want to embed it in the POC.
Yeah, I think let's talk about that. So,
we can mention what
state management.
We can mention what is there and what is the objective and the purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's basically this is what you're doing in R8, I think. Okay, and the presentation I'll go over the project proposal is a project for R8. Topic leaders, scribe, Toyn. I think I'll just be the moderator, so I'll start the Zoom bridge. And one, okay. So then the other stuff we can do afterwards, I think. Okay. Maybe just say CMPS for R8. Okay. Any comments on this project proposal? Look good to everybody? All right, yep. I'm gonna hit update.
Yep.
Okay, and I see also, oh, that's weird.
Yuri was joined.
Yeah, Yuri joined, but I thought I already added Andy, so let's maybe had to update here. Let me scooch to the left. Okay. So we're good there, and now let's see if I can find the TSC agenda for next week. Their agenda is always so packed. I was there for the whole meeting and didn't really have. I don't know that we would have gotten in.
Yeah, I liked your theory the last day. Put it on, expect to be bumped.
Yes, I think that's.
And eventually guilt them into.
Yes. All right, let's see. I think it's here. I can probably find a link to it somewhere if I really search, but maybe it's here. 2020 meetings.
Architecture, though.
Architecture. Yeah, right. Shoot. You know what? I think it'll be faster to search my email, maybe. Technical, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Google might be faster than the Linux Foundation search here, ONAP. TSC meeting, September 24, 2020. There we go. Okay. Much better. All right. So where is this thing? Current meetings, TSC meeting minutes. Wow. Okay. I'm not sure I would have gone there to look for that, but all right. So then this place should have the next weeks. Here it is. 10-1 is next week, right? Yes, it is. Okay.
Yes, it is. So, boonk.
All right. We're just going to shove ourselves in the agenda. Okay, PTL subcommittee, TSC activities, and what?
Available slots.
Oh, you know, wait. Is the Plugfest is next week? Thursday.
Not going on until Thursday, is it?
Thursday.
It was collapsed into 2 days. Yeah, so we should be good.
The ONAS conference is next week. So okay, so there's a lot of conferences happening next week, but I think we're good by Thursday, I believe. So I'm going on Wednesday. Okay, so there is a ONAS conference happening Thursday, but I don't think any of us are involved with the Thursday there. I don't. Let me see. Yeah, okay. let me just look what we were. What was the title of our thing, just so it's consistent? Let me see. June 18, wait. Yeah, maybe June 18, let me see. Task force update.
I think we got moved a couple of times. We were on some of these agendas, but I think Kenny moves us if we didn't make it. So,
Should have had the actual date when we went, though. Let me see. April 9.
And the first time we went, we came back.
Let me see.
But it was quite a short one when we came back because we just said we'd go ahead with the POC.
Okay, I'm just going to add us in as I can't find the thing. So, all right. Available slot.
CPS standalone project.
Yeah. Presenters, notes presented by chair tasks. Okay. Okay. I'll be presenting myself and Tony. And
do you want to put Tuan on that as well?
Sure. And what is notes and links? Okay. Let's see, notes and links.
I guess this would be to previous decisions.
I guess we could add our slide. Actually, we can point into our project proposal here.
I was just going to say, to put a project proposal page seems to be the most
logical. I guess a little bit of history as well wouldn't hurt. So in terms of a note, so this is a follow-on from the decision to progress with the POC in the Guilin timeframe.
CNPS project proposal here. I guess we could eventually add our slides too.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Touching the slides. Okay. And
we've only got to 20 minutes, though, so we might need to modify them to bring them right back down and be quite pointed. You know, I mean, what's changed from the last time?
Yeah, absolutely.
So really, you know, we've done, we're the POC is in train, we have people committed. We're actively socializing new use cases, and we expect to have some use cases in the same time frame and all that kind of happy stuff. So
right okay, so I think we can just sort of pare down our 8 slides. Let me see here.
The modeling is in great shape, even though it wasn't quite approved last week.
Oh yeah I think the Jacqueline right talked that described on Monday at the modeling call.
It was looking very good. We got held up on some of the definitions of existing objects rather than anything that was challenged on the proposal on how to bring in the model-driven aspect of it, which was good, I thought.
Right. Okay, so I think, let me see. I think it's important to try to finish this really quick because it's our last real chance to look at this here. So together. So let me just pull in all these things. I think we want that. You've got that already.
You're looking on the other screen at what I have in. Okay.
Well, I'm looking at my main thing here. So let me see.
I had to infer that from what you were saying.
Map, right? Yeah. So no, I just remember you have this, which is another one of the overview things. So let me see. I think I'm going to add in the roadmap. For Honolulu, sure.
My basic thrust here was that we have heterogeneous network functions. We have multiple use cases that are looking for shared data. And we have a relatively cumbersome way to introduce new models into the system at the moment. So those are three problems, and the solution is that we have a model driven with well-defined ownership. persistency.
Also, it's important, Tony, as well, to mention, remember the discussions about showing a link with ORAN.
And I have that slide in there as well. So I have shown ONAP contains configuration persistency service, which contains the XNF proxy, which interfaces potentially with the O1 compliant devices.
Given this is an ORAN audience room.
It's just one slide and it's kind of lightweight.
Mm.
But I don't want to go into it. It's enough to say, you know, this is the connection.
Yeah, I think that's all we want, yeah.
So, hold on. Oh my gosh, what's going on here?
We move slides, things don't fit anymore.
Yeah, no, something else is weird here.
I think the problem is the other presentation is widescreen and this one is a different aspect ratio.
Yeah, it's actually, there's another, I'm just trying to copy from my other presentation and it should copy, but it doesn't for some reason. Let me see what's going on here. That's a little strange. Boy. Oh, I see what the problem is. We're used to using different font things here. Okay, that was it. Okay, all right. That's unfortunate. Okay, anyway, so that's...
More things to copy.
Yeah, it's not just a matter of copying. When it's copying over, it's not taking the right font.
Mm-hmm. Different templates.
Yeah. That is exactly the problem.
You could take it as an absolute shortcut and paste an image.
Yeah.
That's the last resort for me, though, when I'm in a real hurry.
Yeah, usually, yeah. That would be one solution. Okay. I think I just want to go over a couple of these, maybe. Oops. Oh my gosh. What did I do? Duplicate it for some reason. All right. Did everything mess up that way? Let me see. Hold on.
Doesn't look like it.
Oh yeah, it did. That's
pretty... CMPS database is a bit too big for the box.
Yeah. Everything is goofed up. Oh, I'll fix it. But at least we have the content.
The content, yeah, that's the main thing. We can tidy it up later.
Okay. Nope, that's not the one I want. Okay, let me go on to your guys' slides here. Let me see. All right. And the POC.
It's starting at slide 9, I think.
Yeah.
Here. Okay.
If can you paste the slides in directly, they may pick up the template. Otherwise, they should be more or less correct. It might be easier. Okay, so it's just the banner that's missing.
Okay, if you see.
Oh, well, that's odd.
No, well, this is because this is part of the template thing, and it's I put in the frame separately.
Okay.
Sorry, I can kind of jimmy around it, I guess.
Too many cooks spoil the broth. I probably shouldn't drive from the back seat, Ben.
I see. No, that's good. It's okay. It's actually, it there's a faster thing, I think. I don't know why this is snapping too. Huh. Okay, there we go. Okay, that works.
Yeah, we'll have to reduce some of the text size. But
title.
Not a big deal.
It's a little wacky. Okay, so let's just see what. Bold, clippy, light headings, 30. There's no 30. Okay, well.
You can type it in.
While we're on this slide, I had a quick question for Bruno on this slide. The resourcing there, Bell Canada down as two part-time developers. Is that okay, Bruno, or do you want to say that slightly different?
Sorry?
On the resourcing in this slide.
The visual, you mean?
Oh my gosh, what did I do?
Is it just you, Bruno, yeah?
Okay. I didn't get your point, sorry, for the visual, you said?
For resourcing, I have Bell Canada down as two part-time developers.
Just remove involvement.
We're currently in organization of our team, so it's fine. And for the resource perspective, we want to be involved and work on it.
Okay, I'll leave it like two part-time developers, and that's fine. Thank you, Bruno.
Okay, great. So I think that's that. Boy, our text is all over the place. So I'll have to fix that. It's like 26 point font here and 15 point font there. But at least we have the content. So demonstrate and create read operations using Yang fragments, measure the ability to upgrade Yang fragments, demonstrate CMP's behavior, provide extra revision and roadmap. Okay, that looks good. Weekly ONAPs hosted, POC provided by POC discussed and approved by TSC, I think, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. A Honolulu project being proposed. Honolulu project proposed ongoing, well on track for approval, CMPS presentation. We can say actually requested to present.
Now that we have.
CMP is presented on many fora like this, TDF, Ericsson Daytech, et cetera. Resourcing, Ericsson 3 full-time developers, Bell Canada 2 part-time developers, Jira backlog, team ceremonies like scrums, et cetera, established. Architecture design and implementation proof point 4.
Code view.
Sorry?
This is the code view.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of tiny. Let me see if I can pull it up a little bit. And what was this arrow pointing at?
At the blue part of the CPS SPI in the data layer.
This org.onap CMPS implementation?
No, the whole blue box.
Basically. Oh, the whole blue box. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's almost still in the right place.
Then you probably want to do something like this, I think.
Only is there anything?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, is there anything? I mean, showing that how CMPS is can be integrated with SMO or
not yet
kind of thing.
We haven't got a deployment view yet, Camel. We will for sure. Ben, that curly brace goes down too far.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. So it's not the whole
box. No.
Okay, sorry.
No,
My apologies.
It's kind of hard to see. The SPI is not part of it, but I can explain it if people have questions about that. This is fine.
Let me just see if I can get to the fit. Okay. I wish there were a way to like clear the little pointy tip arrow. That's kind of annoying. Let me see if I can clear that out a little bit. Okay. I'll clean that up a little bit. All right. So POC being developed in Nordics branch to avoid impacts on production code, project structure set up and completed, ODL Yang tools integrated, first end-to-end iteration of two use cases completed. Okay, great. Geez, time flies. I talk fast, but I'm talking faster as we run out of time, but I don't think I'm going to get this done in 4 minutes. All right, let's see. So there's three major problems, right? Maybe we can actually, what might be better is a table introduction of that. So what if we did something like this?
Yeah, time. You're right. I mean, if I have to talk over each one individually and flip through the slides, it could be.
What's happening? Problem. Okay. Delete rows. All right, let me just see what. So
heterogeneous networks, shared data access, and I'm getting tired on a Friday evening.
Shared data access and model-driven ownership, or
and go back to my slides because then I'll remember. That's going to jog my memory.
I have slides up already. Relationship below one, model ownership, model driven, model handling, model need for shared reused data.
Yep.
Heterogeneous data sources. Did you want to say data sources instead of networks?
It could be XNFs. Yeah, data sources. It's fine.
And model handling, right? Model handling?
Yes, model handling.
Okay. All right, and going to see. Okay, let's make this a deep green, maybe. Stands out a little better. And did you, let me see what.
I was going to voice over it after that.
Although blah blah blah,
it's in the slides.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Maybe just a quick one-liner of what each of these problems are. So
the one-liner for this one is that we have multiple domains, multiple vendors, multiple functions, multiple versions.
Okay. Good.
And for shared data access, we have expensive IO operations that should be shared rather than duplicated.
Good. Okay. And
then for the modeling handling, because of the heterogeneous data sources, we need to be able to have a very streamlined approach to supporting models without having to have platform lifecycle events. That's very long, but you get the idea.
Yeah, no, it's good. And it's also lucky for you, I type it 60 words a minute.
You do. I'm impressed. I am.
All right. Okay, I think that's good. And let's see, context for CNPS.
Okay. And then the solution is model driven with model ownership. But that's not this slide.
Mm. Yeah. The solution is CMPS.
Yeah, the solution isn't on this slide. This is just a problem slide. And then the next is the solution is that we'll improve the model handling by doing model driven, and right. We'll provide the shared data access through having model ownership. And that's a key one. And I lift
model, model, wait, I missed your first sentence. Model.
Model driven.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Actually, we can show that with a separate and little thing like this.
Yeah, that addresses the that's how we address the problems, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the heterogeneous networks are solved by being model-driven. The model handling is handled by model-driven, and the shared data access is handled by being careful about model ownership. And that's important.
That's actually, there's a different way to present that. Then let me just do this. Okay. So this solves this, I think you're saying.
The second one, and the model-driven architecture also solves the third one.
Okay.
Or the model-driven persistence actually might be a better way to say it rather than architecture. Mm.
Okay. Good. I like it. Oops. Okay.
There, you've done away with all my slides.
Well, it's good to sort of summarize, I think, everything. And okay.
I like to talk over pictures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're gonna add your pictures in a second here. So, okay.
All right. Yeah, I didn't put in there the overlap and the mismatch in characteristics with ANAI because I didn't want to put too much in.
Sure.
But that's the other big driver that we have for CMPS is data that doesn't belong in ANAI.
Let me see here. Sorry, guys, we're running over. Is it okay if can people stay a few minutes longer?
So we can. I can, but not too long because
other people need to leave. That's fine.
I have to drop. So,
yeah, that's fine. That's fine. This is our last chance to really look at this as a team. So we're gonna.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna continue a little bit here.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Ben. I'm glad you can continue as well.
Okay. Bullets. Huh.
Okay. It's a different type of bullet.
Yeah, let me see. That looks better, I think.
It does, yeah.
Okay, this looks good, I think. Just need the text. Is this there? Okay, need for shared reuse data. Oh, actually, wait. Heterogeneous data sources.
Hey Ben,
yes.
I'm just also wondering if in the future we can include the trans.
Oh, sorry,
you broke
cut
up,
out.
Camel. You,
yeah, broke,
you broke
up. Yeah.
Slicing. I mean, the trans going in. So sometimes my Wi-Fi coverage is.
Could you repeat your question? You were breaking up.
I was just saying.
Camel, we can't hear you. You've broken up to the point where you're not intelligible.
Maybe type it in the chat.
Yeah.
Can you type in the chat, Camel?
I'm taking it from my phone.
Oh, now you're a little better. Yeah.
Let me type it. Yeah.
Yeah, now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I moved to. I have. The thing is that I have my desk in one room. The Wi-Fi coverage is poor, so I have to move to another room. I was just saying that in Honolulu or no, if we can.
We've lost you again, Camel.
Consider loading slicing something.
Consider loading slicing something. Yeah, you were cutting out a little. We heard half of what you said. Sorry.
We heard something about that. Yeah.
Slicing.
Yeah, I mean, I was just asking for transport slicing.
Mm-hmm. For transport slicing.
For transport network slicing. Yeah.
Yeah. If we can, yeah. If we can consider the router's configuration in the CMPS.
For transport slicing, we consider the router's configuration in CMPS.
Yeah. Now we are considering the run configuration. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's say.
The answer to that, Kamal, is the CMPS is agnostic of the technology it's meant to be. So right now, it's part of the 5G use case and the SAN PCI and the network slicing. Those use cases are looking and focusing on the RAN stuff. So that's why. But the configuration of persistency service doesn't mind.
Okay. Doesn't mind which segment it is.
Correct.
Whether it's core, RAN, or transport, it's, yeah.
So
it's agnostic.
If there is a use case, a transport use case that would like to fit itself into the RA8 Honolulu timeframe and use the configuration of persistency service, then that would be wonderful. But we have to find a transport network slicing use case to exercise that. Okay. So we need to find sponsors for that use case.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're not alone. Type at 60 words a minute, Ben. You also create PowerPoints at quite a
pro. Oh yeah, yeah. I've memorized all the hotkeys and stuff, so it I can do PowerPoint slides at lightning speed too. Okay, so here we are, and I think we're more or less done here. So let me see here. Let's see, so.
We've got an agenda 555 and follow-up.
Yep. Context, we need to get some, I think I need to fix the text stuff a little bit just from consistency, but let me see if, maybe I want to shrink this a little bit here. Heterogeneous is a long word. Let me see if I can. Okay, there we go. All right.
Yeah, people give out to me all the time for using big words.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Okay. And I think that looks good. So what's the sort of point of this picture? What are we trying
shared data access. So the mathematician, the teacher at the front, has spent a long time learning all this information, learning all this knowledge.
Ah, okay.
So. And he's sharing it with all the students. So it's a way to. So this is very much what the CPS is doing. Together with the XNF proxy, it is pulling up data that can be quite expensive. Making it in a way that is consumable to many, and then publishing it. So that's the analogy for pulling from the network and making available shared data. That way you can build and stand on the shoulders of giants rather than try to reinvent the wheel.
Okay, that sounds good. Probably too many capitals here. Sounds good. All right, and
so this is how we would bring in a model today in ONAP. Model handling and design base, model ingestion, yeah.
Okay, good.
And this is design how we see
runtime, Tony, that previous one.
I beg your pardon, Tuan?
Is it design and runtime, the previous one?
Yeah, this one is design and runtime, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is how we want it to look. going forward in, with CPS.
With runtime only.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's a good point, Tuan. And then the last one, this is the model ownership. So that's the slide we have. So it's basically to talk over that to say, you know, you can't access the data unless you get permission to access the data. Unless, of course, service A or service B decide to expose that data themselves.
Okay, good. Oops.
And then this is just the containment. Yeah. ONAP has a CPS project, which has a CPS and an XNF proxy. And it's the XNF proxy that we expect will host the interactions with O1 compliant entities. So it's really loose, but it helps people understand, because then you can see how any O1 compliant entity could be sending its, could be making its model available and then would be supported by ONAP.
Okay, good. And then we have these slides here that I think I'm gonna, so for the overview, I think I'm gonna pull this sending from data, I think is a pretty fundamental concept. And then.
It is, and it's not part of the POC.
And then probably ANI sync is also a really good one to show. then I think that's all from these. This was a pretty good POC slide. You guys didn't want to use this?
I'm going to leave that one to Tuan. Is he still on?
I think it's too detailed for the time frame and the audience we have, to be honest.
Sure. Let's click on here. Okay. And use this icon for this here. All right, and none of these are going to be okay. And did we want to say something for I think maybe that's enough for 5 minutes, I think. Or maybe, let's see, it looks like on your slide here, your emphasis here is that you have data potentially coming from different places, right?
And at the bottom, that it's going to be consumed by multiple parties. But that's kind of slide 7 as well. It's to reinforce that one. So the main focus of this one is the heterogeneous sources,
So, because I think that's a good also overview-ish thing. Maybe I'll say something slightly different. Or, I mean, I could either say use that, or I can couch it into that we're looking to be a standalone thing. Maybe I should do that.
I think you should do that. Yeah. And you know, because that's how we're becoming real.
Right. Right. Do that. Okay. That's too big. Let me see how far down I can get this. Okay, that's pretty good. Okay. All right, good. So I've got the basic idea of the four key things we do, and then you guys have heard this many times, talking about the basic sort of flows that we have, and then going into two of them, with the Sternified Vest event being sent over, and then the ANI sync, and then where we fit into in R8 for architecture as a standalone project, and then our time, that's a good lead into the timeline, which talks about the CMPS 1.0, 1.1, and 1.2. And then I just got to fix all the text here so that we're consistent. So I think they're using Arial, I believe. But anyway, I'll try to, I'll get all our text so it's all using the same font throughout the document. Okay.
Sorry, Ben, just to let you know, I actually have a meeting at in about 45 minutes our time where we... I need to share these slides. So even if you're not finished, can you send me...
Within
the next half hour.
Absolutely,
or so,
I'll send it right after the call and then send an updated version.
You very much, Ben, for taking that on.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's just spend a few minutes here.
Yeah, don't forget to save.
Let me see. Oh, this is because I grouped stuff. I didn't really make any fundamental changes, I don't think. I just grouped a bunch of stuff. Okay. It's August 17th. Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't. Okay, and this I've saved many times, so I think we're good. okay, the one thing I think we do want to do is, again, this is our last chance. If we do happen to go,
Thursday.
Unless we hold a one-off, I suppose we could do that too. But for the October one, I think we're going to base everything off this anyway. So let me just see. So this would be October 1, 10th month, October 1, version 10. Okay. So this would be the TSC presentation. Okay, so let's see. And this should hopefully be a lot easier. We're just paring down slides we already have. So, okay. Oops. Let's see. That's TSC presentation.
It's not easy to take out pets, as one of my course instructors call them.
Yeah, it can be hard to, which is your favorite child? I don't know.
And every slide is my favorite
child. Yeah. So we have exactly 20 minutes and that's going to be pretty tight. So we do want an overview again, but probably a really short one, maybe a context and overview. So maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah. So what would you
definitely want to talk about the POC, and the roadmap should probably already be in the overview. So
and the project proposal, but not to go into it.
And roadmap. Oh yeah. So we definitely, we should probably spend time. I mean, a large chunk of it is about the project proposal. So we should probably actually.
We should refer to it. I mean, I think they've seen this often enough, and you know, we've allayed their concerns. Mm. And I think that that's what we should, of course, the assumption is that I don't know that we should get into the details. I mean, we've been through the architecture, we've been through the requirements, we've been through the proof of concept.
Do they require more detail on the interfaces, though?
No.
No? Okay.
Not yet.
So I think we... because it is going to be a new project, I think we do need to at least show the project proposal at least for
yes,
a couple
but not
of minutes.
To go through it.
Agreed. Yeah. We don't have to go through in detail because that would be that would take the entire 20 minutes.
Then we're gone.
So I think
we'd like to give them a chance to vote on it and say go for it.
Yeah. So maybe just a few minutes on just showing that there is a project proposal
that they've seen before.
Yeah.
And that the questions that they've raised were addressed, right. And now we've had a proof of concept in action. You know, and things like the modeling subcommittee is yeah. well and truly on track to look at how to handle model driven.
Great.
You know, because things have moved on since we last presented, and I think we're now in good shape. But we need to we need to explain to the TSC why we think we're in good shape, and that is resourcing.
So maybe what we
model committee.
So the project proposal and advancements from last time and progress from last presentation. Yeah. So really just like project proposal, this is a really fast, like a 1 minuter, and then we go into model developments,
yep.
Subcommittee developments and model driven.
And the resourcing.
Architecture, resourcing, yeah.
And model ownership, model driven and model ownership.
Okay, good. All right. That sounds good.
Yeah, and those are being socialized with the PTLs and whatnot.
Okay, I think that's good. And then let's see.
See, they'll need 5 minutes to actually talk and vote. So we really should try and stick this inside 15 minutes if we can.
Yeah.
And I know that's quite short. But
well, the voting is usually pretty fast. I'd say the actual questions yeah. and answers we get is the crucial.
That took an hour.
Break.
Every time we've done it, that's taken an hour.
Yes, yeah. So I do like I think your one slider is this for the context. Let's add that.
Yeah, except there I would also add the mismatch between the ANAI data and yeah. the configuration, the runtime configuration.
Sure. All right, let me just see. So I'm going to actually take out all of these slides here. Okay, and that.
What do you mean by the mismatch between ANAI and
the data? So one, there's a whole bunch of config data that was starting to be stored in ANAI that isn't topology or inventory. It's config data. That config data has a tendency to change a little bit more frequently than the data types that are predominantly in ANAI, and it tends to be accessed more frequently. So there's a mismatch in frequency of access, frequency of update, and yeah.
Yeah, because in ANAI for the PNF, let's say for the PNF model, because I've done this work, I mean, converted the I was working with Jacqueline, converted the recent ANAI XML ANAI data model V20 and V21, where they have included some data in with respect to core and transport. So for ANAI, there are some data like the IP address, the software version, IPv6. Interface, all this information are present in ANAI. I mean, of course, ANAI cannot present, model everything you have like CMPS. So I think some data in CMPS should be updated or synced with ANAI. Is that my understanding correct?
Your understanding is correct. ANAI is still the master. Now we're getting into more detail, but ANAI is the master of topology and inventory. And CPS stores data that relates to those topology and inventory items.
Yeah. The challenge now, they cannot model all the new radio NRM, let's say,
exactly.
Resource configuration in ANAI.
And again, now you're into the heterogeneous networks where we have variations of standards and extensions to standards that the vendors will want to see exposed in the model, so their applications can make use of them. And then ANAI is typically more standardized and slow moving. It's part of its schema is possible to update at runtime, but it's not the normal way we do business with ANAI.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by a mismatch. So there's a mismatch in the characteristics of both storage and access, and there's a difference. There's a different type of information that should be stored in each repository. And that's the main reasons are access characteristics and storage characteristics or update frequency. So that's what I mean, Kamal.
Yeah, this is really interesting because I see the advantage of CMPS. Now, what we are doing when it comes to core or RAN slicing, some of the team, they are going with the CDS route, where CDS picks some data from ANEI. So, and some of the data, they are just hard coding it. So if this data now, if CDS go to CMPS, we'll fetch everything from CMPS.
Yeah, somebody has to put it there, but yes, that would be the idea, yeah. So the runtime state should be possible to reflect where someone has decided that it's worth bringing in the first place. I mean, obviously somebody has to store it. But that's the idea. Once it's stored by one actor, then other actors can use it too.
Yeah.
And we want to make it easy to bring it in. But easy is a relative thing.
Okay, here's where it gets tough. I think we need to still chop out one slide from this whole overview and stuff. We take out this one. Or maybe it. I think we want kind of 1 minute per slide. So I think we should have that for sure. We have to have that one. I think the context is good. So either take out this one or maybe this one. Or I guess these two are sort of the same thing and they lead into one another. But I think this was good. So potentially, I guess I potentially could take that one. So maybe we take out
I would have actually gone the other way. If they're more or less the same thing, then the first one is easier to see. It's easier to conceptualize. It's easier to grasp. There's a lot of stuff going on the next one.
But the main message, detailed, which is crucial for the TSC, is to show that we're not trying to replace the 35 databases in ONAP, but rather we're introducing a new one. So the message here,
you need verbal to reiterate message here those is things. Very crucial. Absolutely. Yeah.
So if you're going to remove. Maybe we drop this slide. I think this is. This we just say on the other slides, it should be understood. Okay, I think we're good now. And then the model-driven POC stuff, this is what I have here. Maybe
I would drop that one and keep the second one.
Yeah, okay. And we have lessons learned. I don't know, Twain, is this good, or is there other things we want to add here?
Well, I think we can also say we got seed code.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is quite, I'm trying to think when I wrote this. It's a good while ago, is it?
I think we need to make this a little bit more visually impactful. Let me put this into a table, I think. I think it'll be better if we put this into a table here. So we demonstrated a bunch of stuff, and the result of let me do this. Delete column. So one big thing is seed code we have, which I think is good. And maybe this Linux Foundation green needs to be darker, so I'm gonna do that. Okay, I'm gonna de-bullet this. Okay, that I think is one of the main messages for sure. Let's see, so there's a lot about Yang.
Yeah, some of the proof points in the POC, yeah.
Yeah,
Should we mention that we're using that that ODL library, or is that?
I think that's an implementation detail. I mean, we didn't even think too much about it until we got into it.
Yeah.
So okay. We want to keep this high level and short, and we don't want to open up too many rabbit holes, because so these guys in the TSC love to wander down rabbit holes.
Yeah, they do, for sure. I think we came to a lot of agreements, architectural agreements was a big accomplishment.
Yeah. We absolutely did, I mean, I think that way of working turned out to be quite good in the end. And, so we have a good record of those decisions.
Resolve key, this is kind of this one here. So like this. I'm totally rewriting your thing, Toyn, but I think you see that
that was a few key topics, just visually brings your eyes to
what the main points are. Okay.
So I guess one big one is to demonstrate the ability to deploy and upgrade Yang fragments, to deploy anyway, upgrade Yang fragments at runtime.
And
then the compliance. So any what is the word where we validate?
Validation.
Validate based on Yang constraints, based on the Yang constraints and Yang model or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think this is this exactly, and then
I don't think we're going to get to the point where we're doing the CPS behavior driven by the Yang model, unfortunately.
I think if you say Yang fragments, I think we need to say Yang model fragments and data, because the validation only really applies to the data.
Yeah, you're right.
I add the word data somewhere.
Yeah, say if validate upgrade Yang model fragments and data. So the two different things we can both process in parallel.
Provide architecture, vision, and roadmap.
That's the seed code one. And I mean, that's kind of set already with the seed code and the architecture agreements.
Okay.
It's kind of a duplication. What we haven't done as yet, but we will hopefully do, is to understand that.
Yeah, this I think is an important one. Basically, there was questions about performance and what it can do and the limits and stuff. So have we gotten any insight on that or no?
Until we have something to demo.
Yeah, okay. All right, and then demonstrate and read.
I think that's kind of obvious.
So maybe we have some...
We're approaching some...
Yeah. Let me just say we can demonstrate some really key and basic operations. Maybe we just say
can soon demonstrate.
Yeah. Okay.
Depends how often they delay us.
Okay. And this is an important one. It would be row if we can show anything, or if you want. Well,
I guess it's not that we're approaching the point where we can do that. We haven't got that far yet, but it's one of the very next steps. But like, we haven't gotten to the point where we can demonstrate anything yet. We're a couple of weeks away from that.
And so I think let me add this in, and we can delete it right before the presentation if we don't think we can say anything meaningful. But I think this is a really good one, personally. So, okay. All right. So we have, I think, we have this presentation put together. I slapped it together in a few seconds, so it probably needs some refinement, but it's... but it's roughly good, I think.
Update it, can you send it on?
I'm going to send both of these out right now, and then I'll update it and then send it out up later. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you need a meeting, meeting outside this one, shout as well.
Yeah. We might need to meet like right before, we should probably meet beforehand anyway. So, And Wednesday might be good. Like Wednesday right before the TSC is the 30th. Let me look at my calendar. So actually Wednesday at 9 a.m. is good for me.
It works for me as well. That's before the use case realization, isn't it?
Yeah. Which is UTC 9 plus 4 is, I think, what time is it for you now?
It is now 14:35.
Okay, so it would be at 1400.
Okay, yeah, that works. It's 2 hours before the use case realization.
Yeah. It's 1 hour before the use case realization, but it's...
Oh, sorry, 1400. Yes, it is. Yeah, 1 hour. Yeah.
It's just, it would have been 35 minutes ago. So, okay, yep. let me schedule a thing here. Let me just see.
If it's all perfect, we can cancel it, but... Better to be looking at it than looking for it.
Let me just see if this bridge is open at that time. Meetings September 30. September 30. Okay, it's only the use case register. Okay, good. I'm gonna schedule a meeting. Okay, and 9:30, 9 a.m. my time, duration 1 hour. I think I'm going to try to get away without a passcode. This is a one-time meeting. Okay, all right. All right, so this will be the meeting. I'll put it in our thing here, and shoot, what happened? That's weird.
Participants all disappeared on you.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know what happened. Oh.
The title.
Oh, oops. That's what happened. Put it in the wrong place. There we go.
That looks better.
Okay.
Perfect.
9 to 10, 1 hour, 9:30. Okay, sent. Okay, great. So, thank you everybody for staying over. The song call got canceled today, so basically
it was fortunate.
So basically taking over for that slot.
That's because you didn't show up, Ben. That was a cancel.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Ben. That was great work. Thanks. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.